Hello, Art.
Hi. What is your first name?
My name is Scott. I'm in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Scott. Right.
And I listen on 640 AM Mojo.
All right. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You had mentioned to me during the break that you're a ham operator?
Yes, I am.
I recognize that what I played in the first hour and 20 minutes or so was very hard for a lot of people to decipher and understand, but I take it you heard it, at least probably understood parts of it. And what do you think of what you heard?
Maybe 60 or 70% of it. I could pick out every word, but of course I've been doing that for 15 years.
Oh.
Picking out the words out of the noise. You get used to it after a while. I don't know. What can I make of it? I mean,
that was decades of real scientific work. You can take a look at the diagrams up on the website.
I already did. And I think I have a little transistor outfit that does QRPP, and I think I'll just set it to just transmit a little signal and receive the signal as they did on their website, and I'm going to test it and see if it works.
Good. That was my intent. I thought, you know, these men did something very real, and this shouldn't be just dropped.
You don't need a lot of power, just a couple of milliwatts, just enough to get from your transmitter to your receiver, and from what it looked like on the website, very quick. And there's very simple transmitters out there, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we hadn't done this, it would have been lost to all of history. Anyway, sir, what's up?
Well, I think I have a story that falls right up the alley you're looking for tonight.
Fire away.
Well, this story is told by my grandfather, told me many times when I was a young kid, and it wasn't just a story to scare myself. It was a story he told me that happened to him during the war.
Mm-hmm.
It's World War II, and he was stationed in England, and him and his friend had some time off, and he said cars were very hard to get a hold of, gas was hard to get a hold of. What was actually plentiful was horses and carriages.
Right.
And so him and his friend were out, and they were doing whatever all night long, and they were on their way back to wherever they were staying. And he admits that they had a little bottle, and they were drinking, and they had finished it, and his friend threw it over this wrought iron fence into these bushes. And so the horse is going along this road, and he said this figure came out of this area behind the fence, physically walked through this wrought iron fence and up to the horse where the reins of the horse were, and grabbed onto the reins of the horse. Now, he said he was shocked because the horse was, his words were, the horse was going along at a pretty good clip, but the man was walking normally. The man brought the horse to a stop,
yes,
came back to the carriage, and passed, they thought he was going to grab the guy's, his buddy's boot, but what he did was he passed his finger through the boot, and he turned, walked back through the wrought iron fence, and just into the bushes, into the darkness, and was gone. They went back to where they were, told all of their buddies, and I guess they were laughed at. He said nobody believed him. Well, the very next morning, he had to take his friend to sick call. His friend got very sick. What happened was he got blood poisoning in that leg, in that foot.
Ooh, really?
It went right up through his leg and killed him within 2 days.
Oh, my God.
So
whatever it was that passed through him left a little deposit of some sort.
Yeah, because, and it killed him within 2 days, and there was no marks or anything. So my grandfather was during the war. He was a soldier. He was mad. He was going to go back and find this guy.
So he was killed by a spirit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was going to go find this guy. Well, remember, he thought, even though the guy walked through a wrought iron fence twice, he thought it was a guy.
Uh-huh.
He was going to go back and kill this guy and revenge his buddy's death. He found the road, about a week later, he said, found the road, found the wrought iron fence, was looking around, got around the bushes and looked, and guess what? It was a graveyard. The guy threw the bottle into a graveyard, and my father, or my grandfather told me as a young kid that he thinks this was a ghost that killed his friend.
Got it. I appreciate your call. That's a good one. Wow. So it turns out that casually thrown bottle of now empty booze landed in, well, I guess I'm just over in the wrong place, and really annoyed somebody on the other side. The finger passes through the boot, the leg, and then the rest of the body become infected quickly, and he dies.